In the Weather Center, we have meteorologist Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Mark.
Hey, you're too far away from the mic.
I can't get too much closer because if I do, you're going to hear somebody else other than me.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Who will hear?
How about Shirley? Who is right now on my lap, shaking and panting like there's no tomorrow.
Wow.
Because of thunderstorms.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Thunderstorms.
Yep. And she's just, I don't know, it's uncontrollable. Really is.
Oh, that's well. Well, all right. Well, we'll have to deal with Shirley on your lap.
That's what it is.
All right.
I have so much to do, but I can't do a thing yet right now.
Well, what the heck? So now, we've had rain off and on since yesterday evening. We still have some heavy rain coming?
There could still be heavy rain till the whole system kicks through later today. Showers and thunderstorm, mid and upper 70s, humid. There'll still be some leftover showers tonight, mid 60s, sun and clouds as we move in tomorrow. And I think that you'll find that most of tomorrow, however, will be a pretty decent day. It's not going to be much less humid. It'll be in the 70s again, but the humidity will be down a little bit. Thursday, partly cloudy, mid-70s again. A couple of showers around on Friday, and then the weekend should be okay, but cooler. And that's apropos because fall does come in Saturday evening at 9:54 p.m.
Now, is it a good day to travel into New York?
Not the greatest.
Okay.
I mean, just think, you know, New York is getting, right now, the city's getting hit with thunderstorms right now. All you need is additional heavy rain, either to your destination or coming back, and that will definitely tie things up.
All right. So it would be a negative. You would vote no if you. If
I would vote no and say just as long as it's not urgent, and it can be put off till next week. Yes.
All right. Well, I will take that under advisement.
Yes, you take that. I can't believe that. Another casualty off of Cape Cod. A shark
got somebody.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't make it, and he was just going to get married.
Unbelievable. All right, now someone just, I just got an email from NASCAR Dave. Have Pat call the vet and order a natural pill called Composer. It works great. Composer.
Okay.
Have your vet get Composer, Composer. There you go. From one of our, look at that. They love you, Pat. They can't get enough of you.
Yeah. I did buy this these natural drops. They're upstairs in the closet.
I would keep them there because it doesn't look like they work.
I didn't give them to him.
What's the matter with you, dumbbell?
I should have. But,
jeez.
You know, first of all, I was working here in the Weather Center, not really paying any attention to any kind of thunderstorms,
okay.
Just trying to get the forecast done. And then before you know it, thunder, lightning, and there she is under my feet.
I've got a cat, Emma. Yeah. You know, the cat that I'm caretaking for, which is probably going to be my cat forever. But Emma was left alone for 3 months where people only visited her once every 2 days to feed her and stuff.
Right.
When in the wintertime, if a plow goes by, that's it. She hides for 2 hours. Thunderstorms, she hides for most of the day. So I got a feeling that she, you know, plows went by and thunderstorms when she was all alone, and she just never got used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she hides. And, you know, with cats, you can't give them anything.
Right.
You can't give them
anything.
That's
interesting, yeah.
Because
she really, I mean, she's still shaking. And meanwhile, you and I have been on the air now 5 minutes. We haven't heard one clap of thunder. So
maybe
I guess it's just that she's got to be convinced that they're gone and she'll be okay. So I really pretty much think they're out of the area now. So let's hope that I can get back to work. But This is the remains of Florence, stretched out like a spaghetti. So really no wind with it or anything like that. And once it goes by, we're okay until another front comes in on Friday, and that brings in cooler weather over the weekend. I don't know how sunny it's going to be, but I do know that it should be cooler over the weekend. This weekend, well, of course, Saturday was a so-so day. We had, where we were, we had like clouds, a little sun. Sunday was spectacular. And yesterday, there was a little sun at the marina where we were shooting. It rained for about 5 minutes. We were able to get all our shots in, and then I came home. But yeah, we're all over the place all weekend long, you know. And people say, "Well, that's nice." Well, no, it's not. You have to load the car up, unload the car, load the car, unload the car. So that was the weekend. And to be honest with you, I was only too glad to be home yesterday.
All right. Now, I have to go to a wedding on the 29th in New Jersey.
That's a very big day for us.
What day is that?
Saturday.
Yeah.
That's the day we take the boat to the island.
Huh.
And that's a big day for us. So I could see you being concerned with that. The earlier computer models, and I'm looking at it right now, the earlier computer models were not favorable for that day. Let's see if they have changed. Because when I looked at it, I said to myself, hogwash, this model is just not going to be right. So let's take a look at, why is it so having to, okay. Next Friday, I see a front stretched across New England. That's next Friday. Now, all we could hope is that this front's going to gain a little bit of momentum. I don't see that. Am I on the right model? Yeah, yeah, 264. So this is for me and Marshall. As of, I don't even want to look at this. As of 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, it's raining across all of New England, all the way down to Delaware, Maryland, with the front. So they continue to move the front along very, very slowly. Of course, the days that you and I don't want, Sunday, the 30th, the weather is nice. So my thinking is that's 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
My thinking is that the model's going to be wrong, and the front's probably going to be a lot quicker.
I hope so.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that we're going to be you and me will be in good shape, because I cannot do it another day. This is the day they gave us. This is the day we have to do it. Just like your wedding. They can't say, well, it's going to rain, so we'll postpone the wedding till Sunday. Can't happen. To go.
Yeah. You know, what makes it even worse for me is that the wedding starts at 5:30 and then goes to like, you know, 6:15, and then there's the reception. Of course,
right.
I can't stay for the reception because it's a three-hour ride down, three-hour ride back. So I'm going to ride down and back for 1 hour's worth of a wedding.
Well, why can't you stay? Why can't you stay over and come back on Sunday?
Because I have work to do. I can't leave the station without, you know, being 3 hours away and have something go wrong with it.
Gotcha.
You know, we can't. If I paid an engineer to watch for the day, for 10 hours, that would be $800.
That's a lot of, plus you'll have to give a gift at the wedding. And knowing you, you'll probably do a gift card.
I'm going to get him a gift for the wedding. But I'm not even including that. But if I were to stay overnight, there would be a motel room, and then there would be $800 for the engineer. Guess what? I'm not staying overnight. I already explained to my brother, I'm sorry. I love your daughter. I'm going to go to the wedding. But, yeah, I can't throw around $1,000.
I do have two words for you.
What?
FaceTime.
To watch it on FaceTime?
But yeah, let us see you on FaceTime. Wave to her, say congratulations, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, can't be there.
I don't think so.
Either that or just send Jill in your absence.
It's not Jill's brother. It's not. You know
Yeah,
what I
I
mean?
understand that, but she'll have to just represent you. Uh-oh, she's going to kill me.
That's right. The chances of Jill going down there and representing me are about as good as...
me representing you.
As no, it's about as good as a hurricane forming and coming up the coast that weekend, okay? Zero.
Please don't say that.
Zero. Zero chances.
Gotcha. Yep. So, so that's it. I hope you had a nice weekend. Wasn't Sunday beautiful?
It was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. Can't complain. It was okay. It was all right. Wasn't anything spectacular, but it was okay. I hope with all this weird weather we've been having, the ups and downs that the fall colors are nice.
Over there, of course it's west. The leaves are brown. Huh. All the leaves are brown. Remember that song?
I know. Yeah. Mamas and Papas, California
Mamas
Dreaming.
And Papas, right. But the leaves are brown. Not any color at all. But I guess, again,
yet,
if I
yet.
Go according to my theory, that we're a month behind, this is mid-August and not mid-September.
No, we are, this is definitely, behind.
Yeah,
we
are.
We're not even close to the leaves turning here yet. They haven't even started falling yet. You know, some of the weaker leaves, they haven't even started falling. So, we're way behind, and we'll see what happens when they do. But I just hope we get a decent fall out of it. That's all.
Right. Well, I'll let you know when I start seeing color. But so far, I have not.
All right, Pat. We'll speak
yes,
to you tomorrow.
Sir. And stay safe.
And say hello to Shirley for me.
I will.
Woof woof. Take care,
okay.
Pat.
Okay. Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.